Exclusive: Seamus Bruner, Riot Incorporated exposed. The dark money billionaires funding the left's Day of Defiance. By Seamus Bruner on June 13, 2025. A new investigation by Peter Schweizer's Government Accountability Institute, GAI, has revealed how the upcoming No Kings Nationwide Day of Defiance protests official partners have bagged $114.8 million since 2019 from the Arabella Advisors Dark Money Network and how professional protest organizations use tax dollars as a force multiplier. The expected worldwide mobilization of protests against President Donald Trump this weekend will hardly be a spontaneous eruption. On the contrary, the tumult is a carefully plotted production organized by the Indivisible Project and financed by the Progressive Dark Money Network managed/advised by Arabella Advisors, which has perfected the mounting of made-to-order protests. Since 2019, the Arabella Network has dumped more than $100 million into the coffers of the official No Kings protest partners, including the creator of the official protest songbook. This grassroots nationwide Day of Defiance targets Trump and his billionaire allies, according to organizers. The Arabella Network's biggest benefactors are the left's own billionaire heroes, including George Soros, Bill Gates, Hans-Jörg Wyss, Mark Zuckerberg, and Reid Hoffman. Arabella provided nearly $5 million to two left-wing nonprofits involved with the anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles this past week, according to the most recent financial disclosures available. One of those groups, Community Change Action, supports the LA protests and has provided protest tips in Spanish. Its brainchild, the Fair Immigration Reform Movement, has trained children how to aggressively protest. Another group, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, was accused by Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, of fomenting unlawful unrest this week and has supplemented its Arabella cash with more than $50 million in state and federal grants since 2021. Indeed, taxpayers are unwittingly partnering with Arabella and Soros-funded groups that back social unrest. This weekend's day of demonstrations is dubbed No Kings, a purpose-built protest brand created by an entity called the Indivisible Project, or Indivisible. That entity and its eponymous offshoots, Indivisible Civics, Indivisible Action, Indivisible East Bay, et al., sprung up as an activist mobilization machine in response to Trump's 2016 victory. Led by activists Ezra Levin and his spouse, Leah Greenberg, Indivisible has helped organize numerous anti-Trump protests. Among the partners and affiliates of No Kings are familiar names such as the ACLU and Sierra Club, and more controversial groups such as 350, which promoted and participated in the 2023 Stop Cop City Direct actions in Atlanta, Georgia, which ultimately descended into firebombing chaos and saw more than 60 rioters arrested and charged with various crimes, including RICO. Two of Arabella's top benefactors, the godfather of dark money, George Soros, and shadowy Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Wyss, are anchor investors in Indivisible's operations. Soros's Open Society Network provided important financial support, ultimately upwards of $8 million, while Wyss's Political Action Fund funneled $2.5 million to the Indivisible professional protest machine. LinkedIn founder and big tech oligarch Reid Hoffman funded Indivisible's Truth Brigade, a project to combat supposed right-wing disinformation, and the left-wing funding behemoth, Tides Nexus, has given more than $3 million. Arabella's 1630 Fund, which The Atlantic called the indisputable heavyweight of Democratic dark money, has cut multiple checks to Indivisible for civil rights, social action, and advocacy. In its most recently available financial disclosure, 2023, Indivisible reported $14.06 million in contributions. And while Indivisible is the credited organizer of the No Kings protests, its partners are the real big money players behind the demonstrations. The Government Accountability Institute obtained the most recent Arabella financial disclosures, 2019 through 2023, crunched the numbers, and found that, in addition to direct funding to Indivisible from Soros and Wyss, the Arabella Network has showered the No Kings protest partners and affiliates with at least $114.8 million. More alarming than the staggering sums that left-wing billionaires are spending on direct action protest machines is the possibility that taxpayers may be funding, at least indirectly, a portion of these protests. As mentioned above, the anti-ICE demonstrations in Los Angeles were allegedly fomented by a group that got state and federal tax dollars, according to Sen. Hawley. It's a force-multiplying approach that progressives have mastered, as we learned from the Gold Bars Off the Titanic episode. When Trump's EPA chief Lee Zeldin revealed that the Biden administration tried to disperse billions of tax dollars in the form of green grants into the coffers of purpose-built progressive NGOs. Arabella's Windward Fund, for example, was a partner recipient of $2 billion from the EPA for the Rewiring America initiative that Stacey Abrams advised. The No King's Call to Action exhorts disgruntled Americans to join millions across the country on June 14 to march against authoritarian politics and billionaire takeover. Whether or not the protests turn violent, as did the anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles, remains to be seen. But whatever happens on the Day of Defiance, its organizers and media allies are certain to call it mostly peaceful. Editor's note: Arabella Advisors contacted Breitbart News to emphasize that Arabella Advisors itself is not a donor. We do not give money to any groups, and we do not fund, organize, or direct political activity or protests. The article has been amended to reflect this. Seamus Bruner is the author of Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, and Peter Schweitzer's head of research at the Government Accountability Institute. Follow him at Seamus Bruner.